Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to talk about that story on Clubhouse, to be honest, though. Like, obviously, as we're going to be talking on a bit on that today, there
Yeah.
was some topic, like, are you going to say, do you think it's important for you to date someone that's going to be on the same financial level as you? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, the same kind of
Yeah.
career, not same career, but the same, financially, the same career as you.
Well, yeah, I get what you
Do you
mean.
think
Like,
that,
they're financially
yeah,
equal
do
to
you think
you.
that's important?
Yeah. Do
You get
I? No.
no.
No. No.
Fair enough.
No, do
I think
you?
yeah, I think that's important, to be honest.
What, like, they have to have, like, say, for instance, I suppose, like, I can't be earning 90K and then you're earning 10K, you
That's
feel
what I'm
me?
saying. Yeah, no, I'm not saying like you've got to be on exactly the same amount of money, but you can't have. I don't think you can be with someone that's not really working or doing a job that's not really, kind of career prospect wise, maybe not in the same kind of level as you. I don't think it's a good idea because then you stand to lose a lot more than they do, if you get what I mean.
Kind of. Wait, do you want to start the podcast and then just go from there?
Yeah, might as well intro it, but obviously we'll just carry on talking from what
Yeah.
we're doing. But yeah, you're on record podcast. No idea what episode it is, to be honest.
The
Yeah, back another week. Obviously, hope you enjoyed last week's. That was an important issue. As you
Yeah.
probably saw this week as well with PSG, it's a very hot, like, kind of prevalent topic right now as it keeps happening in sport, especially with
Yeah.
racism. But yeah. Go listen to that if you haven't already with the Spoken Word podcast. This week just going to be a general conversation about whatever, as you probably heard, we were just talking about Clubhouse and how that kind of hot topic come from that onto other social media platforms. But without further ado, really. But yeah, anyway, what I was asking you about, yeah, just I just think it is important because, yeah, you just stand to lose more, to be honest. Like if you're with someone that maybe isn't really kind of on, they're not, say, for example, it's fine if, for example, say you're with someone that's like at the start of their career, maybe, and they're not earning so much now, but they've got prospects of earning more.
Like future potential
Yeah,
earnings,
but
yeah.
if you're with someone that's like, I'm not trying to like every job's a job, but if they're on, they're
Yeah.
doing a job where you kind of feel they're not really trying to progress, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, so like if they've reached where they're like they've reached the ceiling in their career path, like they're comfortable where they are at the moment.
And it's not,
They're probably not looking to do anything else.
yeah. Then in that case, I believe you should probably protect kind of what your, so say if your partner's, kind of they're comfortable earning 20K for the rest of their life. That's there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. But your
Yeah.
potential kind of earning could be maybe 80. I don't know, for example, 80K or something like that. Then it's
Yeah.
wise to kind of. I'm not saying I know you're loving it, but being with that person, I feel like it
Yeah.
sets you up for potential risk to maybe, get if something went wrong, they could obviously take a lot from you. Say if you owned a house together, do you know what I mean? That's the only thing.
But I mean, yeah, I suppose. I don't know. To be fair, I still don't feel like it's a massive issue. Because say for instance, like I don't know what I'm trying to think. Like, say for instance, yeah, you're on 20K and that's like where you're gonna stay for the next 10 years, and like I'm looking to get to like 80K.
Yeah.
Like that would kind of be an issue. I mean, but I don't think it'll be an issue due to the finance side of it. So obviously if I'm making enough to cover both of us, and like you said, if I like actually love the person, like for me that's not gonna be a problem. Do you know what I mean? Because like
Yeah.
realistically, like obviously if we're talking like deep terms, it would be the person that I'm like gonna marry, have kids with. Realistically, as a woman, normally they would take like what maternity leave and stuff. So there are gonna be times where they're probably not even gonna be like getting income anyways. If that
Yeah,
is the case, obviously.
I heard that, but
So I don't think it'll bother me, but I think in terms of say for instance, like now, if that's where you've stopped and I'm looking to get like obviously we both started our careers, but in 2 years' time you've reached the top of your game. Say for instance, you're on like 30K. The top of my game's not until like I hit an 80K. I feel like for me it's gonna be the motivation side of it. You need to be able to grow with someone. So say for instance, I'm like, oh, I'm doing loads of long hours and you're at home and you're complaining because I'm not at home. Do you know what I mean? Like it'll be more the
yeah.
motivation side than what I'd have to give up and what they have to give up. I don't think you'd be on the same levels. Because to be fair, I've seen like I can't remember what exactly which rapper it was. I can't remember.
Saying what?
It was a female, I think it was a female rapper saying like, oh yeah, you need to start dating people on your level, which it does make, like, it does and doesn't make sense. Like, I've seen people like Conor McGregor, who was with his girl from like, from nothing to now, but they're growing together. But I do kind of get it. Like, if you're okay and you're putting loads of work, was it weekend work, you're working 8 till 7 normally just to get this money. Obviously, this might only be the short period. Obviously, long term, you do want to generally be doing like a 9 to 5 and just having an easy life. But obviously, it gets the finance levels that you want to. If your partner can't understand the dedication and like the graft you're putting into it, I think that's where the problems will come. I don't think necessarily the financial side. Yeah. Obviously, like I've touched on it before, even though like saying, obviously, you do stand a lot to lose if you're the potential breadwinner. But even if it's like a female, like, do you want to flip it? If I was on 20k and she was on 80k. Obviously, she stands a lot to lose if she's putting in most of the mortgage, the bills. Because realistically, my rent's not going to be able to cover the life. Like, my pay's not going to be able to cover her lifestyle, but her pay would cover mine, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point, really. I think, yeah. I don't know, like, I think people got to be careful on both sides. Like, whoever it is that's earning more money, yeah, I get what you're saying. And I know if with Conor McGregor, that kind of thing, obviously, if you're going to be, say if you've been there with each other from the beginning, then you blow. That's a little bit different. But I feel like, you know, it's the average person that's working, maybe someone our age, like a young professional.
Yeah.
I think you've got to be a little bit careful because obviously, I just think there's shortfalls and things that can go wrong with that. And I just saw that, obviously, I was talking on that because, it's Clubhouse, isn't it? Like, obviously, hot topics with them and also on that app. And like, I've just seen people with different views and like, oh, you should be with this person. And the thing is, I don't agree with one of them, but I think there was a topic that was something like, there's too much pressure on men to be like the breadwinners or something, as you said, like, but I don't really think that's true with that as much these days, to be honest.
I think if anything, it's internal pressure and like pressure from older people, because obviously, realistically, we did grow up in a generation where like, normally your dad, like most people like that, oh, they have a stay-at-home mum.
If they're at school.
Like your parents were like, to be fair, even in my household, I suppose my mum was like, I just remember, like, you're expected to kind of be the breadwinner, like, your sisters might not have to work hard, because, but I suppose, that, like, they weren't saying it as in, like, oh, they don't want my sisters, and or, like, females to do, like, well in work. I think it's obviously, like I said, like, if they, like, get pregnant, they get the maternity leave, like, again, that will kind of stagnate your career, because obviously you take a year out or 6 months, that's going to stop potential promotions for that time period. So I think, I feel like it's just unconscious for us, because obviously we know that those, like, realistically, once we start working, there's nothing that's actually going to stop us taking time off other than holidays. Does that make sense? Like, what? A man gets 2 weeks of pregnancy. Do you know what I mean? Realistically, once you start working as a man, you're not really meant to stop, because there's not anything that's, like, really there to stop you, I suppose. But everything's within your control. Like, you either take, like, a sabbatical or something. Yeah. So I think in that time, but I don't know if it's, like, pressure to be the breadwinner, but I think there's pressure on the side that, realistically, you have more opportunities to get those promotions.
I know what you mean, Lee, obviously, but like, I think it's like there's pros and cons to it, I think, because obviously for men it's like, I mean, maybe for women, I guess, for like, it's potentially, you know, like, a lot of men, obviously, they want to impress women with money.
Yeah.
That kind of works in a way, like, for women, I guess, that works well, but at the same time, I guess, it can bring in like kind of old stereotypes as well with.
Yeah.
I think definitely it should be, because obviously I think that makes it a little, you have jobs and you said promotions, and that it makes, I always remember people talking about how obviously the reason a lot of men, obviously not just because of sexism as well, but like a lot of men get jobs over women because they, especially at younger ages, because they're like, oh well, as you said, they might go on maternity leave, whereas the man's not
introduced.
They know they're going to have this person for just, it's not that risk, but so it works in both ways, I guess. But
yeah,
I definitely think.
Yeah, to be fair, I was having that conversation the other day, to be fair, about like, not even like why men progress quicker, but like other factors that can, as a result, because obviously we already know there's like unconscious bias and like unfair disadvantages for women in the workplace. But obviously, like, as a woman, you might decide you don't actually want to have kids ever, but your workplace people aren't going to realize that. Like, unless you tell them, say, I don't want to have any kids, you're going to be held to that standard of, oh, she can go, like, I can promote her to this role, but she might get pregnant next year and she has to take a year out. So I think again, that's where the pressure comes for the men, because obviously, essentially, I think it's, like I said, it's like, because you're not meant to have time off other than, like, what, maximum of sort of 2 weeks at most works, unless you take, like, a career break.
But so, yeah, so
you kind of expect it to earn money. So I think that's why the breadwinner thing comes in. But to be fair, like, even now, I think I wouldn't care. For me, it's all... For me, I think it's just working out your finances. So say, for instance, I'm on 80K and my wife's on 85K.
Yeah.
That's not going to be a massive difference. If we're both... Like, yeah, you earn 5K more than me, but we're both on similar wages. So if you... It wouldn't affect me. But say, for instance, I was on... I remember there was a TV show on like BBC, I think, and his wife was on like 90K and he was a stay-at-home dad earning 10K.
Yeah.
And for me, like, to be fair, even at the time, I was like, if that was like roles reversed, I think a lot of people, even on Twitter, were like laughing at him. But I was like, roles reversed, we probably wouldn't care.
Yeah, 100%. No way.
Okay. But, and then I did also see like the conversation. I think it's more like what we're saying is like, it's the 80K difference between their pay.
Yeah.
It doesn't match up to me.
That's
because obviously she's putting in loads of work while you're only there earning 10K doing it on tripping, like being an entrepreneur. Like, it doesn't make...
Would you... Yes. If you're with someone that's earning 80K less than you, like, and they're not... What... I don't know, man. Like, it's just... What you stand to... I guess I'm a paranoid person, but what you stand to lose is just... Man, yeah. Like, I guess... Imagine if you pay for a nice spot, like, you have a nice house and then you divorce or something, then you just lose... You stand to lose a lot more than they do. They're going to gain things.
Yeah, I suppose in some respects, yeah.
That's why I'm just on that thing of, I think it's a good idea to try and be with someone, I guess, that's on your level financially, just for that safety.
I don't think, like, going back to what we were saying, I don't think you have to be on my level at the time we meet, but you need to show me that you're willing to get towards my level.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, most, to be fair, because we say that, but an 80K difference, say, for instance, I'm 200K and you're on 100 and, like, 10K. That 8K difference literally doesn't make a difference to us. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's all relative to your earning potential. Because say, for instance, you're on 20K and then I'm on 50K. There's a 30K difference, but like, we're still going to be kind of living the similar lifestyles with our money together. So you're not going to lose as much. I think it's all like relative to the actual earnings.
Yeah, of course. But I'm just talking about, say, someone that's just got no ambition to kind of do anything, but
yeah,
you like them for them, innit? But you got to be careful.
I think for me, I could never like someone that has no ambition. Like, the second you... I remember one time I was working, it must have been like my second job in the supermarket, and someone... I had to go like remove the trolleys from the car park and stuff.
Yeah.
And the person was asking me like, oh, what I was doing. This is when I just started uni. I was like, oh, I'm at uni. I'm looking to, like, essentially in my life, I want to be kind of here kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the person just straight up said to me, oh, I've got... you're better than me. I've got no ambition. I think they were like 30 something.
Yeah.
But as soon as that the words came out of his mouth saying like he has no ambition, for me, again, like, even any friendship that we could have had kind of got locked off, because I was thinking, you just told me you have no ambition. Like, what are you going to add to my life? It sounds mean, but like, what are you going to add to my life other than... Because you've got to surround yourself with people that are going to, like, willing to motivate you.
Yeah.
So if you've got no ambition, I don't think we'd ever be in that situation in a relationship, because I think that would probably be the career, like, the relationship ended for me. If you start, even if at the beginning of the relationship you like show ambition and you're on 20k, but your job could actually get you to 80k, if halfway through the relationship you just show me you've got no ambition to even get to that point, I think that would be the biggest like deal break, not like the finances.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. But there's a lot of people out there like that, to be honest, that don't really care about kind of... I guess it depends what you want in life in terms of, like, do you want finance, like, do you want money, or do you want... I guess, you know what, some people are just actually comfortable, and you know what it is, if you are happy and comfortable doing what you're doing, I get what you're saying, it might not be for me or you, but for them, it might just be what they want. They might find someone else that's on that too. They're cool in it, but
for me, then, yeah, if you're comfortable on the salary, we're saying 20K, I suppose that is quite a low salary anyways, in real terms. Like, that's not... you're not really going to be able to live off that anyways. What?
Wait, say again?
So 20K is quite a low salary, but say, for instance, like, what... For me, I think we even had a discussion at uni. I was saying, like, oh, 30-40K is low for me. But that's just because I've set myself a goal that I kind of want that to be my base. It's not actually a low salary, to be fair, I suppose, in relative terms to actual salaries in the UK. Like, that's pretty good salary for the UK, which isn't even a good thing, because people can't really live decently. Like, they could live decently, I suppose, but, like, everyone should be living a lot better than what we are in essentially a first world country. But say, for instance, yeah, you're on 30K, then my potential earnings up to 80K. If you're happy with that, then I think your role becomes, if you're happy with where you are in your career, support me in my career. Don't, like, disadvantage me.
No, I saw there was like a graph or something about I think it's like if you're earning, I can't remember what it was.
Oh, I saw that.
Like, if you're in 50k, you're in that like sort of 13% of earning.
UK, yeah, isn't
it? That's mad.
Yeah, I think I think it was saying like you earn like 40k, you're in like the top 19% of the UK, which that's what I was saying, like relatively, salary is actually quite low.
Yeah, but at the same time, most people, like the thing is, I think where maybe because we live in the southeast of England, but maybe that because of house prices and things like that, you need to earn more. If you live like up north somewhere, and say the price of a house you want is like 200k or something, if both you and your partner are earning like what 25k each, I think you can afford to take a mortgage out, and then you can do that comfy, to be honest.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like relative to where you are as well, because obviously, like down here, obviously you need a lot more money to be able to afford the things you want. That's why I said that 20k down here is not a lot at all, because you can't really do that much with it.
Yeah, but then I suppose somewhere else it could be seen as like a decent living wage.
Exactly.
Which is true.
Some places, like obviously, I'm guessing, like and you, like obviously Midlands, and like, if you look at house prices there, you can get a nice spot for a lot less than you can get one for, like here. That's the only thing.
Yeah,
that's why maybe that's why I mean, I don't know. Obviously, at the same time as you said, like obviously we're in a first world country, whatever you want to call it, but there's a lot of poverty as well. But I think if you're earning 25k up somewhere around there, maybe your life just is calm like that. If you get what I mean, like it's not a big.
To be fair, I feel like everyone can get used to their circumstances. So if I'm only earning 25k for the rest of my life, I would get used to living my lifestyle. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't be going shopping designer every weekend, because I just know that's not within my lifestyle budget. Everyone lives comfortably to their lifestyle. Well, like everyone should live comfortably to their lifestyle. Like, obviously, in real terms, that doesn't actually happen, because obviously the UK debt is through the roof with, like, personal debts, should I say. But in terms of not dating someone because of their financial situation, I don't think that's... Yeah, for me, that's not a no. It's just I need to know your intentions. Like, one, the first question would be, are you looking to progress your career? Or, like, are you looking to build upon that income?
I think what people...
Because essentially...
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
I think what the guy was saying, that it was, I think it was career prospect. So I think it was like, say, if you're a doctor, and your partner is, I don't know, like maybe that at the moment, I don't know maybe what they're doing, but maybe they work in, I don't know, man, like in a shop, I don't know, like in a supermarket, I don't know, but like, I don't know, obviously it might be at uni or something, but if you're a doctor, I don't know, like your earning potential could potentially be quite high, and then maybe depending as you said on what their goals are like, it might change. But if right now, say, I don't know, if they're not university educated and they haven't really got kind of a pathway they want to follow, maybe going with them is not the best option in terms of, do you get what I'm saying?
Kind of, yeah. But I think, again, some things you have to overlook. And I think especially in our generation, we focus too much on the finance side. Because like I said, if I was earning 80k and you're earning 30k, yeah, that's a big difference. Like, again, I can afford your lifestyle, but you might not be able to maintain the lifestyle that I can get accustomed to. But say, for instance, you'll do, like you said, if you're a nurse, and I suppose it's not the topic again, but like they do obviously have quite a low ceiling for their salaries.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem. Like, that wouldn't be a problem. I think again, it's probably the job role that you're in for me more than the salary. Because say, for instance, because if you're a nurse, I'm not expecting you to earn loads of money. So I wouldn't essentially expect you to match my salary in whatever role I'm doing. Because that's just obviously for your career path, that's your ceiling, sort of financially.
Yeah.
But say, for instance, you're in the same, like, say, for instance, they're in the same role as me. Put that at the start of it, and then they start getting comfortable in the role, like they're earning what, 35k. However, I know they can progress. That's when it would be an issue. Because I suppose if obviously you can explain to me, I don't want to increase, like obviously I want a higher salary, but I don't want to be able to put in the work. I don't want to have to work weekends. I don't want to have to do long hours. No, I want to be at home to do my other commitments.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. Or if you tell me, like, say, for instance, you're at the top of your... Because I suppose, do the flip side. If you're at the top of your career and you take a massive pay cut to start your own business, and then your partner's on 35, that would be like them. That you're essentially saying, oh, they should leave you because you've now lost your whole financial situation. I think that's why I said it's more like the motivation. Because if you, if I went from 80k to absolutely nothing because I want to start off my own business, I wouldn't expect my partner to leave me. I would expect them to sort of support me. So I think it's as long as they can see your vision. I think that's as long as I can see your vision as to why you're in the situation you're in.
But that's
the finance side will just take care of itself.
Yeah, I guess that kind of means it's a combination, if you know what I mean. In terms of that question that that person asked, yeah. I think it's a combination, as you said, of like your motivation to earn more and the career as well. Of the two.
Obviously, the finance side does have a massive situation, because I think in the situation where it would affect me is if you get accustomed to spending my money, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Or if I get accustomed to spending your money. Even if you're earning more money than... Say, for instance, they're earning more money than me. I would... Personally, as the person that I am, I would feel uncomfortable not being able to maintain my own lifestyle, if that makes sense. So if I'm only on 20k, but you're on 80k, that's cool. We could still be dating. But I would still only live to a 20k lifestyle. Because if anything, like you said, if anything happened, I then know I could still afford to live my lifestyle. That makes sense.
Yeah, but you see, like, for me, you know, we've talked about this bare times before as well, but it's the whole thing of, like, owning a house and that, and like then they just take all your fucking peas, you know what I'm saying? That's why.
Yeah, but I think I'm very similar to you. Like, I think especially when I see people at our age now, like what, 22, anyone like under 25 is supposed to start moving in with their partner. I think that's a massive risk. Like, you're putting a mortgage down and stuff. That's a big risk. So for me, that's just the situation that I want to be in. But obviously, I think, it's just a risk you have to take. Like, marriage is a risk because anything can happen. You can get a divorce. As obviously, you can sign prenups and all that lot. But I think everyone says that, but realistically, your everyday person ain't signing a prenup.
That's a mad conversation to have with your partner as well.
Yeah. To be fair, I always say that at the beginning, when I first had a prenup, I was like, oh, that shows you don't trust your partner and you don't believe in the relationship. You think,
yeah, 100%,
if anything happens.
100%.
Yeah. But then I heard someone explain, I can't remember who it was. It was an American person. And they were like, oh no, the prenups, you can get a prenup signed saying like what I have before I'm before our marriage, before our marriage stays mine after the marriage, but whatever we build together will get split evenly, if that makes sense. So everything after we get married will just then get split, which makes sense because obviously, say for instance, like I suppose my goal is to start getting on the property ladder, have my own house before even moving in with someone else.
Yeah.
Maybe even build a property portfolio. I would want to protect that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. You never know what someone's on, but at the same time, that conversation would be mad. Like, how would you say to someone, I believe there is the potential that we might not... You get what I'm saying? That's where it gets awkward.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Like, I think you would have to basically say, oh, I don't know if this marriage is going to work. And I think if that's what you're going in with, then you probably shouldn't be getting married.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it becomes a sticker.
But then I think that's where it works out better. Say, for instance, you've both got properties before your marriage, and you both then, it's both in your interest to sign that prenup because you're protecting both your previous things.
I guess if you're both you're both like professionals, as you say, in your mid 20s, and you both built up your own like savings, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
both like realistic about life, and you know sometimes life does not go the way that it does in films. Do you know what I'm saying?
But then I think, I think
you both understand each other a bit better.
Yeah, and I think to be fair, even answering your question, once we've gone into marriage, we've basically already agreed to split.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Like, we're working as a team. So say for instance, if I've got nothing before the marriage, that's when a prenup just doesn't even make sense because what am I protecting? I'm only protecting my salary.
Yeah.
Say for instance, I'm on an 80k salary and you're on a 35k salary, but then we obviously can afford a much better house than what you would if we were both on the same salary.
Yeah.
Then that's a risk I've chosen to take because I've said that I love you. So, do you know what I mean? I can't then say, let me sign a prenup to protect what could happen. That's not a prenup situation. It'll be protecting what you have before. So if I've worked hard to get like three houses that I rent, yeah, we can share the income, but if anything that does happen to this relationship, at the end, like, that income's not going to come to you. That's still my house. We're not splitting that in half.
Yeah,
that money will still go back to you. Do you know what I mean? So, for me, the prenup conversation would only ever come up if I want to protect something I had beforehand.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
But, yeah, if I've got nothing beforehand, if yeah, if we move into, like, if I'm renting a house or I have like a house that I'm living in anyways, and then we decide I'll sell that and I'll move in with you, there's what reason am I signing a prenup? Because essentially we've agreed to sort of share our lifestyle together anyways.
Yeah, and I hear that. Yeah.
But saying that, I do then, again, even in that marriage, not even in a rude way, I wouldn't always be thinking, oh, we're going to break up. But I would always be prepared that, can I actually continue to live the lifestyle that I've got accustomed to with both our salaries? Because obviously, even regardless to what happens, you're both going to be living a better lifestyle because you've got two. You know, if I'm on 80K and you're on 35K, separately, I've got used to a lifestyle. But together, the lifestyle would be even better for me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no,
So,
but yes, I think it'll be an awkward conversation to have, but obviously, as you said, like, it's an important one just in case, and it does make sense of you built up your own portfolio property, or if you've built up your own savings or you've invested in things before that, then it makes sense. Why would you not protect that? Because you never know what happens in life. But I think if you're the kind of people that are earning a lot of money, it makes sense for you to both protect what you've got. But if you're not really, as you said, if you come in with like, you marry young or something, what's the point then? Because you basically book your life with that.
No, but to be fair, even if, say for instance, you're 30 now and you're on in like 110K, what, like, unless you've got an asset to protect, I don't understand signing a prenup because, yeah, there's no reason to sign a prenup for me because you're not protecting anything. The only thing you're protecting is your salary, but that's very, yeah, you can't protect a salary because you could lose your job at any time. Do you
Yeah,
know what I mean?
exactly.
So, what would you be signing a prenup for?
Thank you.
Like, you'll be protecting assets. So, if we break up, you can't then take the house I've bought for myself away from me, or I don't know what else, other assets, or like I've got stock in something, you can't take like my 90%, like 90% of my stocks that I have in Apple if I have that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I'm protecting the asset, that's fine. But if we're just on two different like salaries, like, what are you protecting? Because you if you tell that person you love them, then you need to understand that, yeah, you might be earning more, but the lifestyle you'll live together, that's essentially what you want to be doing. Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
and no, I get what you're saying, but yeah, all the.
Because essentially what you'd be saying signing the prenup is, oh, if imagine so you're on 100K, you go all these nice holidays, what you're saying is, oh, you're only here as like a guest kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? If you've got a prenup, you're saying, oh, you could enjoy this lifestyle, but if anything happens, like, what, that's what I don't get. What would you be protecting unless you've got an asset? Because
Don't know. A lot of people would,
essentially then you might be
exactly,
not.
unless it's savings, obviously, but most people, I guess, that would go to signing a
Yeah.
prenup would be the kind of people that had an asset previously before that. But
Yeah. You've got to have something
yeah,
to
definitely.
protect.
No, I think most people that would sign one or ask about signing one or talk to that kind of thing, they would have something to
Yeah.
protect. But all in all, I think, yeah, my personal opinion is going forward in life, I would probably prefer to date someone that was earning a similar amount to me, or at least had the, as you said, the motivation to try and earn a decent living, if you get what I'm saying. Not that I don't know
Yeah.
myself how much I will make in my life. I'd like to think I'll make decent money, but I'd like to think I'm not
Yeah,
going to be with
same.
someone that's a bum. Do you get what I'm saying? That was my point
Yeah,
with the
100%.
podcast and the question, basically.
I think, yeah, that's the thing. It's not regardless to your, it's not your financial situation, because you could be a millionaire but still be a bum. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
you might have no gap and go. You might have inherited your money. So I think it's, again, like, your motivations in life is what would affect me more, rather than your finances.
Yeah, I mean, if they've got a lot of money from inheritance as well, that's a different conversation, because they're gonna want to protect that, and that puts them in a bracket of like they're already on money. So I guess it's just the story a little bit different. But if you're both coming from like reasonable backgrounds, and you get what I'm saying? If you're both coming from like your normal person,
I
then
get what you're saying. Like, realistically, you've got to look at, when you're dating people, you've got to look to their motivations. Essentially, it's not even for you, the finance side, because I think, like you said, they might only be on 20K at the moment, but their potential earnings can go up to even more than what you're on, like more than your potential earnings. But I need to also see that motivation that you're willing to put in the same amount of work, or you're willing to understand that the work I need to put in might not match what you want for yourself, but you need to support me on that. If I need to work every weekend and travel to Australia every other week, and if you're not happy with that, then we can't date then, if that makes sense.
I think what a lot of people, I think the question as well, to be honest, was like gold diggers as well, like, you know, people are kind of, they might
Yeah,
want
that's
you.
what I was gonna say. For me, it's more the gold digging side, and that could be men and women, to be fair, I suppose. Like, there's probably women. To be fair, even my dad was saying, like, in his generation, a lot of the time when they were younger, women were out earning the men just most of the time.
Yeah.
For when, like, well, the people he knew, anyways. But yeah, I think it's the gold. It's the gold digger side of it. Like, if I'm on 80k, you're only on 10k because you're comfortable, but you're living a lifestyle that you can't actually afford. So every day you're going to buy Gucci, but that's my money. But you're only earning 10k. That doesn't match up for me. But then I would never get in a situation where I'd marry you.
But don't you think that's a bit mad? Like, because you know, I think that's a bit mad. Like, a lot of people get away with that. Men and women that will, like, live off their, they won't really do a lot, and they'll let their partner work. Like, as you said, weekends, late nights, and they'll just be out there spending their money. That just doesn't sit right with me.
That's what I'm saying. So it's, for me, it's not your financial thing. Because if I'm working like a dog, but you're comfortable just spend it on your 20k, that is absolutely fine. As long as you're comfortable, you're happy to live the lifestyle that, like, you can afford on your 20k. Obviously, if we're in a relationship and I've got the money, I'm more than happy for you to literally go to the shop and do that. That's fine.
Yeah.
But if you're comfortable, like, actually, do you know what? They come to me today and I'm like, oh, actually, do you know what? I feel like packing my job. You're earning enough for both of us. Yeah, it might be, but why do you now need to pack your job so I live, like, finance your whole life?
Exactly. Lifestyle? That's what I think people are getting on. But it's a very, I think some people would have very different opinions. Some people will, I don't know. Yeah, me personally, it's about not being a bum because, I can't do something like that. But
yeah, same.
Is what it is.
Yeah, same. But yeah, I think, for me, it's literally the same as you. I could do any financial situation, to be fair, because obviously everyone has the ups and downs. But you need to show me that you're willing to support me in anything that I choose to do, whether you're comfortable for that, your lifestyle. So I might not want to work weekends, but you might want to work weekends to progress your career. I'll support you in that because I understand why you want to do it.
But yeah, man, that's as much as I want to say on it without probably got a rant about some other shit. But yeah. That's the On Record podcast. We want to talk about something more trivial this week rather than hot topics, because a lot of it recently has been some mad flipping societal racism. I just wanted to go off that. But yeah, I'm going to download Clubhouse and try and get on because there's funny talk. I'm seeing, like, Meek Mill and Academics. That guy is fucking...